Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It's Tuesday, May 26, 2015. You've tuned into another episode of Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website, BakiMinistries.wix.com/Baki. Check us out on Facebook, Vine, Google+, Instagram, Twitter, constantly on the World Wide Web, making sure you have the support you need to make the changes that you want to help you follow the dreams that you're choosing. I'm your host, Rev J. Glad you tuned in. Today's show is going to be dynamic. Why? Because we're talking about the same topic, speak life. If you want to give your dreams the wind that they need to sail, you've got to speak life. If you want to take your visions from the paper into the natural, you've got to speak life. If you want to start doing supernatural, extraordinary things, you have got to speak life. It starts in your mind and it comes out of your mouth. What are you really saying about yourself, your dreams, your visions, your goals, your next promotion, your next move, your relocation package, your business expansion? What are you saying about those things? Well, if you're not saying anything, this is a great time to start saying things, to start speaking life to those things, to start saying things that aren't really there yet, but you've seen it in your dreams, your imagination, your visions. You've seen these things, but you're not quite there on a manifestation. Guess what? This whole month, our whole series has been dedicated to getting the right words in your mind so they can come out of your mouth. Today is no different. We're going to talk about the D word, discipline. I know. It seems like a bad word. It seems like it's going to require you some effort and some work, and you're going to have to put away some things that you used to do and trade them for things that you may not want to do. And you're right, you're going to have to do those things because anything worth having is really worth working for. Because if it's just given to you, you're not going to appreciate it or respect it as much as somebody who's working for it. And when you start to build up your kingdom, your family, your empire, your ministry, step by step, calisthen by calisthen, brick by brick, you really realize what it takes for you to move to the next level. So you appreciate this level, this foundation, but then you appreciate the framework. And after you appreciate the framework, then you appreciate the roof, and then you appreciate the walls and everything that goes into making your dream, your vision, your goals a success. And it does require for you to get up and get involved in your life. Whose life is it? It's your life. You are the CEO of your life. And whatever time you have left on this planet, you've got to be about business. You've got to be about the business of you. Because if you don't, or if you're not about your business, you're going to be about someone else's business. And if you're a dreamer or a visionary or someone with a lot of goals, when you are on someone else's project and someone else's company, making them the money that you think you should be making, what's going to happen? Your dream is deferred, and then you get a little bit despondent, and then you get a little bit agitated, and frustration sets in, and you're not giving 110% on someone else's plan because you think you should be somewhere else. But if you're not working towards your own, you can't get so mad working for someone else. If you're not working on your own and building your name, your reputation, your brand up, you can't get but so mad because you're pulling an 8-to-5, a 9-to-5 for someone else. If you're just sitting on the street and life is passing you by, or you're sitting in a very negative situation or relationship and life is passing you by, and you've been looking on Facebook and all these social media sites, and everybody else has their cap and gown, and you want that very thing, that degree that they have obtained, but you're just sitting there not making the moves necessary for you to obtain those things, what's going to happen? It's a dream deferred. And most dreams are deferred because we have a lack of discipline in our personal life. Now, when you add to that all the distractions and all the other things that's going on, yeah, okay, fine. You can use all of those as excuses. You can use all of those as crutches. But there are people with very similar, if not worse, situations than you have that are achieving the very things that you want. And you can't hate on them. You can't be mad at them. You can't get upset at them. They were positioned for their next level. So as we work with the Speak Life, as we're talking to ourselves, as we are motivating ourselves, as we are thinking highly and thinking high thoughts, not focused on the little things, as we start to focus on higher things and our future goals, and what can I do today that will better me for tomorrow, that will put me in a better position? Who can I speak with? Who can I connect to? What can I do? How can I tweak my resume? How can I improve my experience? Where can I volunteer so I can get this experience? Yes, a volunteer is not a bad word. It's a word that will help expand who you are and help make you more marketable. We have to hit on this D word called discipline. A lot of people read the Bible. They hear about the 12 disciples, later called apostles. They stuck with Jesus for 3 years, took him away from their family, their friends, their circle, and they learned another way of doing something. They embraced that way. They were able to, after that three-year period, go out and do the things that they saw. What have you done for your past 3 years that's positioning you for when you go back to your home or when you go out into the world that now you're in a better position? What have you done in your last 3 years? Who have you mentored under? Who have you mentored under? What books have you read? How have you expanded your mindset on the very thing that you say that you want? What has made you, what is making you an expert in that field? Have you taken the classes? Have you attended the seminars? Been to the workshops? Got certification? Oh, all of those things matter. And within a three-year period of discipline, a three-year period of discipline can totally change and transform who you once were, same person that looks like on the outside, but your mindset has now changed. Your mindset has now expanded. And so now the words that you speak are now changing. They're expanding. You can say the very things that your teacher or mentor said. You can feel the very things that your teacher or mentor felt. And now you can do the things that your teacher or mentor is doing. Why? Because you dedicated yourself to the process. And with discipline, it is a process. Because what happens if you start to make these little simple changes to your everyday routine, your new self-discipline will allow you to live freer, live a freer life by helping you make healthy choices, not emotional ones. And that's a show in and of itself when we react to stuff out of emotions. Not only will emotions make you cry sometimes, but emotions will lead you down a road that will have you hurt and wounded and sad and broken because you're replaying the same old song over and over again rather than coming up and coming out and moving forward. Even if we just look at the story of Jesus and his 12, 13 disciples and other people who were following him, what was it about him that made them want to follow? Oh, he was doing something. He studied the same things that they studied. He attended the same synagogue that they attended, but he was doing something with the knowledge and the information that he had. Then he was willing to pull in a close circle of people because he said his time here was limited. That's the other thing. We don't realize how limited our time is, and with our time we could be teaching and training and molding a whole other set of people to do the very thing that we have been called to do. But that requires self-sacrifice. That requires you to come out of your pity party. That requires you to find some sort of self-control when you want to fuss and cuss and whine and complain. That requires you to use your self-control and then enact your self-discipline, then move forward in the newness of life. Same thing for us. You got behind someone who thinks higher than you think. When I say thinks higher, I'm saying they see visions, they see dreams, and they go after them. Well, how did you go out? Interview somebody, watch some documentaries, expand what you're doing, and be disciplined about it. Like every Monday, it's Motivational Monday. I'm going to listen to some motivation. Tuesday, Thankful Tuesday. I'm going to be full of gratitude all day. Wednesday, Work It Out Wednesday. I'm going to work out like I didn't work out any other day this week because my body's important, my mind's important, my spirit's important. See, when you start doing these little things, they're little changes, about 30 minutes a day. Every day. Will make such a big difference. But it's about you and the level of discipline that you want. If you're trying to be a master in anything, you've got to enact self-discipline. Yes, it feels good to sleep in. Yes, it feels good to hit snooze on the alarm. And it feels good to just walk around in your slippers and robe or whatever the case may be at your house. But the reality is that getting you any closer to your dream? No. But it hurts, but you don't understand. But, like, okay, we've got the excuses. Thank you. Now that you've gotten all of those excuses out of your mouth, we don't want to hear that anymore. You've got a purpose to live out. You've got a calling. You've got a gifting. You've got some information that the world needs. And there's got to be somebody that you're sitting under. And at the same time, there has to be somebody that you're looking at to mentor, to speak to work with, someone or an accountability partner who will help you with the transitions of life. So you can say, girl, I don't even feel like going to the gym today. And she can say, girl, it's about to be beach season. You might want to tone up that cellulite. And that will motivate you to do more than what you were going to do. You need that in your life. I'm not a people person. Honey, I've used that line myself. But there will be times when you have to pour into people and you have to allow people to pour into you. But if you're so self-righteous, you're so self-indignant, and you don't have self-control or self-discipline to receive, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be in the same situation in about 3 months, 3 years. Three more seasons are going to pass you by. And who wants that, really? Who really wants to be in the exact same place this time next year? Like mentally, physically, emotionally, we're not meant for that. There has to be some sort of change that starts to happen in your life. You have got to start encouraging yourself. You got to start speaking those affirmations that we talked about in earlier episodes. You've got to start removing the word can't that we started this whole series with. You've got to start saying something different so you can start seeing something different. And yes, once you start working out or once you start removing these things, it will take at least 3 weeks for you to see any sort of physical change in your mind and in your body. It will take at least 3 weeks of dedication, determination. It will take at least 3 weeks of hard work and perseverance. It will take at least 3 weeks before you start to see any sort of little change, before any big manifestation starts to occur. It has to start off as something small. No hurricane out in the ocean starts off as a hurricane. When you get the warning, it's a tropical storm. Before it's a tropical storm, it's just a storm. Oh, it's a thunderstorm. Oh, it's been upgraded. It's a tropical storm. It gets a name. After we name it, what happens? If it picks up any force or power, it graduates to being a hurricane. And that same energy and vortex can have to be on a destructive path and to pick up anything in its way and then put everything right back down and leave a scene of chaos. Sometimes you've got to find that inside you, that inner motivation, that inner something, that drive that says, I'm not going to be this storm anymore. I'm not just going to have some lightning and thunder. No, I'm going to bring the vortex with me. I'm going to start some things spinning and rotating in my life because I got to make a difference for me. And if not just for me, for my community, for my neighborhood, for my people, for my family, for my friends, for the future, for my goals, for my dreams, for my desires, I've got to pull that inner hurricane that is the possibility of every tropical storm to become one, or I can just die out as a storm, be another headstone in a cemetery, be someone else who lives their life with a whole bunch of regrets, looking sad and pitiful or angry and bitter because you don't have, because you didn't work hard to get it. And no, working hard is not the only answer. There are things that are in place that could offer you some form of resistance. I understand all of that. But my thing is this. If you say, I'm a believer, I read my Bible on a constant basis, I've been in church all my life, you say those things, then you know that your Bible will tell you that God is no respecter of person. So if so-and-so who's in a similar situation, grew up in your same neighborhood, has achieved their dreams, goals, and desires, and they've been through 80% of the stuff that you've been through, and with their 80%, they turned their dreams, goals, visions, desires around, then guess what? Because God's no respecter of person, the same energy, grace, and favor that was given to that person can be the same thing you need to input and act, yeah, into your own life. But at some point in time, you made the choice to go astray, to walk left instead of right, to walk right instead of left, to go up then or down. And that choice led to another choice and to another choice and another choice. I'm not saying backtrack. What I am saying is come back. Come back mentally. Come back emotionally. Become one with yourself again. Put your feet in the grass. Put your feet in the sand. Let the sun charge you up and really reflect on your life. You could be off point. Okay, most of us are. We're off point. At least 80% of us are off point with what we want in our life. Or you could be on point. The choice is really yours. So as we look at self-discipline, what's the first word? Self, okay, it begins with you. So as you become more self-disciplined, as you do more for yourself because you're an independent entity and you can do those things that you said you couldn't do, you can stretch, you can grow, and you can reach, and you become stronger, you can become wiser, you can become smart. It all starts with you today. So what's one thing we can do today? I thought the show was called Speak Life. It is, but in order to speak life, you got to get mentally right because nothing can come out of you but what is in you. And if we're putting the positive things in you, if we're putting motivation into you, if we're empowering you and putting that in you and around you, then guess what's going to come out of you? Oh, now you're able to speak it because you're experiencing it. You are experiencing it. And as you experience it, you will start to grow in it. So what we're going to do first for self-discipline is we're going to remove temptation. You ever seen those shows where people are trying to lose weight and the life coach, the personal trainer, comes in and empties out their refrigerator in their cabinet? Why? Because if those temptations are still there, they can call you. And they don't even call you during regular business hours. They have the audacity to call you when you think you could sneak something or the lights are out in the house. Got you tiptoeing in your own house to go on and get a brownie or go get a cookie, a cupcake, ice cream. And then someone turns the lights on and you're caught. And you try to lie, you think about it, but then you've got chocolate around your mouth or whatever the case may be. So if we remove those temptations, when you sneak it late in the midnight hour, you realize there's nothing to sneak to. Ain't no point in doing it. So if your thing is I'm watching TV every night before I go to bed, okay, what could you be doing? I could be listening to an audio book and let me go to sleep like that. Oh, you could. So how about you take the TV out your bedroom? What do you mean? Because the minute something happens in the book or the book says something you don't like, you'll be tempted to turn on the TV. But wait, it's the season finale of this show. You don't understand. Take the TV out the bedroom. Remove the temptation from yourself. Or start sleeping in the closet. I mean, really, it's a really simple fix to a lot of situations in our lives. As we remove temptations, stop buying candy bars and chips and cookies and the stuff that's not good for you if you're trying to be on that whole wellness thing, which is another episode that we would definitely jump into. Because as you get your mind right, your body's got to be right. As your mind gets stronger, your body needs to be stronger. Because there are things that you're going to have to come up against, and there are things that are coming up against you, and you have to be able to fend that off. Germs, viruses, diseases, GMOs, all that stuff. We'll talk about that later. So also with the temptations, some apps may have to leave your phone for a period. Like, you can still connect through internet, but how about we take off that distracting app that sends you notifications every half hour because someone liked something that you liked? Not naming any names, I'm just saying. Remove temptations. Cool, we can do that. Self-discipline rule number two. Let's try this one. Eat regularly and eat healthy. What? Yeah, I kind of touched on that. Because why? Because your body is important, because your health is important. There's going to be some things that you're going up against that you're going to need some stamina for, endurance for, and you can't do that if you're not on a health track. Yeah, the things you used to could endure about 10 years ago, you may not have the endurance for that now if you have not been on a consistent track with your physical. So now it's time to get our physical back, and you can do that. You can speak to yourself and remind yourself why you have these goals. You can have the pictures around your house of what your health goals are. You can start putting up your blood pressure numbers that you want. Wow, this is what I want. I can't have all the extra snacks around the house. This is what I'm trying to get. I can't have the unhealthy stuff. I can have the carrots and the apples and the peanut butter, but I can do that. I can do the protein shakes. I just can't do all them extra smoothies and the frappes and stuff. It's a change. It's a balance that you're going to have to find within yourself. And it's not a problem once you realize what your goals really are. Because if your goal is to outlast the haters and use them as your motivators and all that other stuff, and you want your dream to last for generations and you're trying to create a legacy, it's nice if you're here to see the 4 or 5 generations after you so they know, they can connect visually, wow, great-grandma, great-grandpa built this for me. I don't have no choice but to carry on this legacy. I can't be out in the streets. I can't be out here selling inappropriate stuff when I've got this legacy already ready for me to jump into. So in order for you to be around longer, you've got to make the health choices that you need to make. This is so true of so many of us. We can't wait for stuff to feel right. The reality is, when is the right time for change? Now, How's it going to feel? Scary. How's it going to feel? You're going to be nervous. I mean, you might throw up. It's totally normal, but it's never, ever, ever, ever really going to feel just right. Like, it happens to maybe 20% of people. Oh, my gosh, I just got this feeling, and I went off and I did it. Okay, cool. That worked for you. But for the other 80% of us, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right leaving everything you know that's comfortable to you, having that safety net underneath you, and then leaving that and training that for something new, something unknown to you. It doesn't feel right. There are points in time where you have to, you're questioning yourself, you're questioning your surroundings. Why did I ever do this? This is stupid. Look how many people are hurt behind this. But trust the process. That's what I'll say. Trust the process. When all that you could do is stand, then that's what you need to do, stand. And sometimes you can't stand, you have to kneel, and you have to pull something from within you. You got to let out a prayer that you've never let out before, because the situation that you're in is a situation you've never been in before. And those things will help you. How will it help you? Because there's something called the power of habit. Charles, I'm probably going to mess up his name, but Charles Duhigg, he wrote this book. It's called The Power of Habit. You might want to read it. And it tells us that habit behaviors are traced to a part of the brain that's associated with emotions, patterns, and memories. Now, as we create new patterns, we create new memories, we create new emotions, we attach emotions to different things. And your decisions are not in that part of the brain. What happens is we oftentimes let our emotions, I don't know, it doesn't feel like, I don't think I should. If I apply to school, all these things could happen. I don't have the money for school, and you're making emotional decisions. Do you know how many graduates didn't have the money for school? Me. But every year it worked out because it was meant to be. Do you know how many people will use that as an excuse not to move forward? It's not your best crutch. You're going to have to come up with something different. So when we start to break a bad habit and build a new habit, it requires us to make active decisions, and it does feel wrong. Your brain will resist the change in favor of what's been programmed to do. Oh, my gosh, have you ever noticed how people in bad relationships will break up and then they go back to that person? Why? Because their emotional part of the brain is taking over their decision-making part of the brain. Like, no, this isn't right. Yes, I know it's mentally abusive. Yes, it could be physically abusive, but it's familiar. And that's a human thing. We constantly want to return to what's familiar, because the enemy we know is better than the enemy we don't know. All of that plays a part in the decision-making process, but the reality is it's time to break all of that. The stuff that's been holding you and restraining you, the stuff that's been familiar, the stuff that you've been returning to, it's time to break all of that. You didn't get to be bonded out of your situation in order for you to return to it. You didn't break free from that emotional bondage in order for you to return to it. Once you're free and free indeed, you need to go head on and do what free people do. You need to start to interact with other free people. Harriet Tubman said, "I would have freed more slaves if they would have known they were slaves." What? That's some deep stuff. If people knew how mentally bound and in bondage they were to their situations and circumstances, and even to the negativity and to their past and guilt and shame and hurt and all of that, then once you come into that awareness, then the breaking free, yes, it's a painful process, but it's worth it every time. You can get free. Yes, it's a process, and it's worth the process. It's worth the pain. It's worth the endurance. It's worth the self-talks and the midnight hour conversations that you're going to have. It's worth the tears that you're going to shed. It's worth the investment that you have to make. It's worth it because you're worth it. Not only are you worth it as the individual, but the dreams and the goals and the values that are inside of you are worth it as well, because everything must yield to a season, and there will be seasons of darkness, but out of that darkness could come some of your greatest stuff. We often look at artists and their artwork when you go to the museum, and the artist with like the color and the composition, and so you're like, I wonder what they were thinking. You read their bios, you're like, wow, they went through all of that, but they took that paint and they applied it to their situation, or they applied it to that canvas. They worked that clay or that material in such a way that you can see and feel and interact with the art. It wasn't just a couple of splatters against the canvas. You see something different. It's in depth. It has layers to it, because they chose to push and put and propel everything that was within them onto something else to get it, one, off of them, to free them so they can have some sort of freedom, but also to show others that there is a way that you can escape. You do not have to remain the same. Your choice to remain the same is just that, your choice. Those two words right there, your choice. To get more discipline and to speak life over your life is just that, your choice. At any point in time, you have the power within you. If you've got breath in your body, you have the power within you to choose something different. Yes. Yes, I can sit on this couch all day. But I'm not really sure how many interviews will get set up by me sitting on this couch. So maybe I need to get out there. Oh, yes, yes, I have a great business idea. But if I'm not out there networking and putting my name out there, having a brand and having a strategy and a plan, my company's not going to grow any further than my living room. Yes, I definitely see myself graduating. But if I don't fill out the applications to even be accepted, then I'm not sure what I'm going to graduate from Couch Potato University. Then we're going to talk about it's a hard knock life. It ain't that hard. And if it is hard, you're ready for it. You are so ready, based upon your life experience, based upon your past choices and indecision, based upon who you are and what you have to give to the world, you're ready. So we're looking at the self-discipline thing, and one of the other things that we have to do as individuals, and I kind of hinted to this earlier, is forgive yourself and move forward. What? Yeah, we have a bunch of hang-ups and ups and downs and successes and just failures in our life, and we hold on to it. And every time you go to take a step or two forward, you hear that voice inside your head reminding you of the last time you failed, reminding you of how hard you fell, reminding you of how you didn't make it, how you almost were there, but look what happened. You weren't going to make it anyway. Great-grandma didn't make it. Auntie didn't make it. What makes you any different? Here comes all that negativity. But when you have a setback, acknowledge what caused it, and move on. Okay, so there was a traffic jam on I-65. What can you do about it? Nothing. I can go around it. You didn't cause the traffic jam. You're not stuck. That's not your ultimate destination. You have to go around it. Because 8 times out of 10 mostly, there's another way. And so when you fail and when you falter and when things aren't just right, it's so you can learn another way. The way that you grew up doing it may not be the only way. The way Auntie and them do it may not be the only way. The way your mentor does it may not be the only way. There will be times where you have to find your own way and you have to forgive yourself for missing all the warning signs and the clues. If I would have known, if I just would have paid attention, maybe I could have, I should have, would have, could have, but you didn't, and so let's move on. So now you do. You do understand that that was part of your processing. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. I was in the kitchen cooking. And so I got down to the greens. And so with the greens, I didn't get them fresh. I got them out of a bag. So I cut the bag open, and I was like, oh, I just want to throw these in the pot and cook them. But no, the process to wash them, you have to rinse them. They have to do a little bit of soaking and all that stuff. I didn't feel like doing all that. But because I don't want to eat dirt and grit and possibly worms, I chose to do that. Then after you do the rinsing and washing, then you have to get the stalks and stuff out of them, the stuff that's really not good for your digestion. And then it just makes it harder when you're trying to have soft greens. There's a certain texture I like my greens to be. And so then I had to start to pluck away the leaves from the stalk because the stalk isn't the part that I wanted. It was the leaves were the part that I wanted. There will be times in your life where the stuff that came along with you cannot continue to support you, that even though you were getting your nutrients and vitamins and emotional support from over here, you're no longer in that situation. So you have to cut that off. In order for you to grow, in order for you to sustain yourself and to be in the best position for your new power move. And so then you cut yourself away from that, or someone helps you, or life helps you, or God intervenes, whatever the case may be. But now you're not connected to that. Then I couldn't just do that because I didn't want raw greens. There has to be a cooking process. So I had to put the greens in the hot water with the seasonings. There are things that even though you cut away some stuff, the stuff that's added to you will bring you more flavor, will bring you more life, will make you more enjoyable for the next leg of your journey. And so, oh my gosh, it's hot. It's getting hotter. Oh, what am I going to do? You're cooking. You're changing. You're transforming. You're being molded. You're being shaped. You're being made into this new creature. You are now the CEO. Why? Because you went through all of this, and you did it from the bottom up. And so you have a greater understanding. It was not handed to you. It was not given to you. You are not a recipient of a handout. You may have gotten a couple of hand-ups. You may have gotten some support along the way, but you are now in charge mentally and physically of your next level. What are you going to do? Are you going to start to enact more self-discipline and start speaking those things that be not as though they were? Or are you just going to continue to go along ho-hum and have a life regret? at any point in time, you can choose and you can make the decision. Oh, my gosh, I do have to trade out some behaviors. I've got to remove my temptations. I do have to eat better. I do have to get more active in my life because it's my life. I need to be the active participant in it. No, it doesn't feel right. Oh, my gosh, I'm hesitating. You can do all of that, or you can just go for it. Then there are times where you're going to have to schedule breaks and reward yourself and treat yourself. Girl, you just passed that test. Celebrate the things in your life. There's nothing wrong with celebrating you when you are making yourself better. You're on the right track to get better, and you hit a success, and you hit a milestone. Handle that because, again, there will be times where you have to be your own cheerleader. Rah, 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 go me. Because, you know what? They say it's a lonely road. They say it's a straight and narrow course that you're on. And on that straight and narrow, you don't have time to be distracted. You got one way to go, and that's forward, and that's upward. So I guess that's two ways at the same time. And you can get it. It's so possible. But you got to start tweaking. You got to start speaking, and you got to start moving. I'm glad you tuned in to another episode of Couch Conversations. Guys, keep it going. Y'all have a good one. This is Rev J. As always, may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you now, henceforth, and forever. I'll check you guys out on Thursday. Have a good one. Bye-bye.